Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Yes, indeed. That's what they call me around here, Mr. Humble. I get that all the time. Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Anita Rosen is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Anita is one of our favorite Brain Trust members. She's been, has been now for more than, actually coming up on a dozen years. We'll get her back next month and celebrate her 12th anniversary as a member of our Brain. How about that, Anita?
time flies.
I know. Welcome back. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Anita, ladies and gentlemen, is one of the pioneers in of the internet industry. She's she was right out of elementary school. They hired her to work on the early browsers, the early internet experiences, and she's been reporting on all that, and as things have progressed over the last dozen years with us ever since. She's the author of E-Learning 2.0 and also the E-Commerce Question and Answer book. She's our good friend, Anita Rosen. Thank you again for being here. One of the things that you've been tracking lately and I want you to help us with is the concept and the understanding of big data.
Yep.
Big data is something we hear about. And most of us out here on Main Street, when we think of big data, we think of being one of the victims or one of the pawns or one of the some part of the manipulation of big data, and not in a good way, don't we? Most people.
Well, it's this word that's thrown around, and I don't think most people understand what it is or where it is.
And big data, even though we call it big data, it for small businesses, it doesn't have to be big, does it?
Well, that's true. But big data is also, you need to know what it is for small businesses because we're right now, if you ask me what's the next big thing, mm-hmm. I'll tell you it's big data. And people say, isn't big data here? And I kind of chuckle when I hear that because what we're really good at right now is saving lots and lots of information.
Mm-hmm.
You know what we're really bad at doing right now? Knowing what we have.
Yeah, managing.
We have all of this stuff, and we have no idea. It's like the hoarder.
Right.
They filled their house with crap.
Right.
And you ask them, do you have something in that house? And they're like, I got lots of stuff in the house. And they have no idea where any of it is, what any of it is, and what it means.
Give us the definition, the classic definition of big data.
Well, I don't know if there's a... If I'm the one that can provide just a word of, but I can tell you what it is as opposed to a definition.
Right.
What it is when you're doing things on the web, it's all being saved. Whatever mm-hmm. you're doing is being saved, and there's these massive warehouses mm-hmm. that are.
Is it attributed to you, or is it attributed?
That are saving it.
Is it attributed directly to you? Or,
well,
do you become part of a demographic, a part of a profile?
Well, it could be traced back to you, but they're not really that interested in you, unless maybe they're the NSA.
Well, I'm not that interesting either, so that's another...
Well, you know, you might not be interesting on your own.
Right.
But as a group, that's where you become interesting.
Right.
One of the areas that's on the forefront of big data right now is genomics.
Mm-hmm.
So I think when you look at genomics, then you can really see what's interesting. And what they're doing now is because they can do gene sequencing, they can save all of this gene information on you in these computers. Well, how much do they know about the genes? We know more and more, but mm-hmm. the more we know, the less we know.
So for generations... Big data was demographics. We know how many are alive. We know how many graduate from high school, college. We know how many are married. We know how many people have kids. But we didn't necessarily know, we didn't really know about activity. Is it
right.
Big data demographics with activity?
Well, that could be. The other thing is, another way of looking at it is, big data was, you think, like the Oracle database.
Yeah.
So if you're American Express, you have a big data warehouse where you have, you know, the profile of your customer. So for them, they know your name, they know your address, they know your social security number. Think of the information to be able to get a credit card.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be your client record. And then what they have for big data is every transaction. So think about the transaction.
Mm-hmm.
They know the date, they know the time,
yep.
they know the location, they know the product, maybe. They
mm-hmm.
know the...
Yep. And all of that aggregates into trends by baby boomers or by Gen X or whatever.
And regions. So they can do that. But
yeah.
that's easy big data.
Mm-hmm.
That was back in the 90s. We talked
right.
about data mining.
That's so 90s, Anita. I can't believe, you know, that's so 90s, right? So we're going to come
right.
back. We're going to come back and pursue this some more. I told you Anita would make us smarter when she joined us. She and I will be.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.